Good morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA last night, Marcus Morris Sr. scored 26 points, including a key jumper in overtime, and the Knicks beat the Cavaliers 139-134. Also, the Nets overcame the absence of Kyrie Irving to top the Suns 119-97, the Celtics took down the Hawks 123-115, and the Heat outscored the 76ers 137-106. In women's college basketball, Oregon ripped UConn 74-56. In NBA news, the massive memorial created by the public outside Staples Center after the death of Kobe Bryant is being dismantled, with an official saying some of the items, jerseys, balloons, stuffed toys, will go to Bryant's widow. In the NHL yesterday, Brian Elliott made 16 saves to earn his 40th career shutout in the Flyers' 3-0 win over the sinking Red Wings, and the Stars defeated the Rangers 5-3. In MLB news, the Astros have hired Rays executive James Click as their new general manager. A week before the start of spring training, Click succeeds Jeff Luhnow, who along with A.J. Hinch was suspended by the league and then fired in the wake of the Astros' sign-stealing scandal. Also, a pair of social gathering areas are being added to the second deck of Yankee Stadium, cutting seating by 500 to 800 seats. New York is adding the Stella Artois Landing in left field and the Michelob Ultra Clubhouse in right field. And in other news, the entire board of the Russian Athletics Federation has resigned as Russia faces another ban from Olympic track events and possible expulsion from World Athletics. The move occurred after a meeting with a new Russian sports minister. The federation has been suspended by World Athletics since 2015 because of widespread doping. I'm Jesse King.